with developmental disabilities. Children are now served in the spacious and innovative Knights of Columbus Developmental Center at SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center, a leader in the early diagnosis and intervention for autism and other learning difficulties.
Thank you, sir.
Continue the tradition and honor these knights and support the kids October 10th through the 12th. Every gift makes an impact.
God bless you, and enjoy the Tootsie Roll.
Years ago, the family doctor was someone who came to your home. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive. Your local Health Mart pharmacist knows you by name, not by refill number. Stop by your independently owned Health Mart pharmacy and see how the tradition of personal health care lives on. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
It all comes down to this role. Roy Munson, a man-child, with a dream to topple bowling giant Ernie McCracken. If he strikes, he's the 1979 Odor Eaters champion. He's got one foot in the frying pan and one in the pressure cooker. Believe me, as a bowler, I know that right about now, your bladder feels like an overstuffed vacuum cleaner bag, and your butt is kind of like an about-to-explode bratwurst.
Hey! Do you mind? I wasn't talking when you were bowling.
Was I talking out loud?
Crossed over if I never have.
Kingpin.
I'll be rich as.
Oh man, that movie is so funny.
How can Randy Quaid have just destroyed and thrown away his great talent as being that guy that nobody wants to be around because he's so weird?
Yeah,
I just read an article on the weekend about him. He's still in Canada.
He's out of the country.
Fleeing because he has a couple charges against him.
Yeah, he's a weirdo. Isn't Dennis his brother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of charges?
Apparently, I read, because this article led me to read more about when he went crazy and what had happened.
When he failed to appear.
And apparently stems from his wife that he met. She's kind of
nuts.
Equally, and she may be the nuttier one from what I read.
Nuttier than Randy Quaid?
Yes.
That's
but they say they sold their house in California back a ways back. And then later they claim that they didn't sell it. And, you know, because they have all these conspiracy theories about how there are Hollywood hitmen that are out to kill Hollywood stars and things like that. And they've already killed people.
We have that here. We have hitmen trying to get us.
Oh, yeah.
So they broke back into the guest house of their home that they sold to these new people and were like living in there, and they caused like $30,000 worth of damage. So these charges are still outstanding, and that's when they fled to Canada. And so I think they're still
on the run.
On the run, yes.
Wow. Is that still true that if you can go to Canada? Because that would be the obvious choice. Canada. Yeah, still North America.
I don't know. You would go to Canada and then...
They can't extradite you in Canada? Crap, practically it's our neighbor.
Yeah.
So he still tweets all the time. He tweets to Edwin because it led me to start reading his Twitter feed, and there's some weird tweets on there. But mostly his tweets lately have been about watching Chips. There must be a channel that shares reruns of old Chips.
Eric Estrada?
Yes. He's obsessed with watching reruns.
That's his tweet? I watch Chips?
Wow. Yeah, and you know, explaining what episode he's watching right now with Ponch and who? What was the other guy's name?
Ponch and John.
Ponch and John. He must have some money. I mean, you can't just hide out forever with that dough. Hey, how about they've still never caught that guy in the woods in Pennsylvania? I say he's not in the woods anymore. I think he left those little things for them to find, Depends and an AK-47, just to make them think. And as soon as he did it, he was out of the woods, just to make them think. They say he's really good at this stuff, and apparently is. It's been over 4 weeks in the woods in Pennsylvania where it's starting to get really cool. They're cold. Got a little cold Friday night. Here's what's going to happen. Jose's in today because it's Monday, and we're going to do some Burke segment. And that's all we have planned. The rest is up to you. Do we have any Burke segment?
I know Dan does.
Yeah. He came in here going, oh, I got something. What do you have, Dan? Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you so much. I'm not going to name the place, the venue our band played in Saturday night.
Okay.
Well, you named it last week.
Yeah, I know. I named it last week, but I'm not going to name it.
That's why the audience should always pay attention.
You're not going to rename it.
I don't know where it is.
I'm not going to rename it.
Yeah.
But different venues, when local bands go out and play and stuff, they'll set up a thing where maybe it's you play for a percentage of the bar.
So how does this relate to you? Do you play in a band?
Yeah, I do.
What?
I've never mentioned.
Yeah.
When are you going to tell us?
We're always the last to know.
Right now, I was going to tell you.
What's the name of the band?
The Southside Johnny Band.
That's a great
name.
So, but different bands will make deals. I mean, you'll get a set price that you play for. A lot of places will just do that. Or they'll give you a percentage, or they'll give you the door, or you can make all sorts of different deals. So this particular place in Baldwin makes a deal with us and says, well, you need to draw at least 50 people.
That's a reasonable number. That's not very many.
To get paid. And so we all discuss it, and instead of just taking a set amount, we just say, okay, we'll take that deal.
So there were no stipulations, like they have to mention you or anything like that. There just has to be 50 people in the place.
I did not see any stipulations on a text that was sent. It says you need to draw. Remember, you need to draw 50 people.
Okay.
So
there was no contract. It was just a text.
Yeah.
Verbal contract.
See what you should have done to make and legally they'd be bound. You should have taken a piece of paper and you should have drawn 50 people. Stick people.
Yeah.
50 people. Here I drew.
Look at 50, I drew. I spent all night.
I drew 50 people.
Hey.
They didn't. They didn't. Yeah. Specify gotcha. What they meant by that.
Gotcha. <Yeah. clears throat> I drew 50 people. So
yeah.
pay us.
Yeah.
So I get there, and there's a lot of reserve signs on different tables, birthday parties, for one group that had, like, I don't know how many people in it, over 20 people in this group for that birthday. And then another birthday party was going on, and then there was another birthday party going on, and then there were people that came in to see us play. So the place was crowded. It was very crowded, and we started playing, and the manager, who is a woman, came up at the end of the night and said, I'm sorry you didn't get the 50 people. We're sorry about that, but we can't pay you. We're like, wait.
Out at 100, over 100 people.
Yeah, the place was crowded. Well, we don't give you credit for those parties and those people there. So essentially, they sell this stuff and say, hey, we've got a band, we have this, we have that, and you'll get some free entertainment. So I decided to post something on Facebook yesterday about the whole ordeal, and things just blew up. I got a message from one of the owners. There are two owners. One books the bands. The other one is just kind of I don't know if he's a silent partner or what, but so I ended up talking to him. He's a very nice guy, but we went into financial issues and all this other stuff, but I said all we needed was some money because there were the people there. The people were there. Well, the stipulations were that you have to have 50 people, but they weren't. There were
they didn't
50
say
people.
Not counting reservations made by groups that would have been here whether you were here or not.
It didn't say that.
No.
So
I hope you got paid.
We did not. We didn't get paid.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. We did not get paid. So I put a thing on Facebook yesterday, and the interesting thing about it is this guy that books the bands sent two of the people in our band that actually books us and says, we wanted to have you guys back. We have some dates for you to come back.
I wouldn't go back there.
Well, sure. No. Why wouldn't they want to keep
well,
booking
no
you
kidding.
If they're not going to pay you?
No, yeah. I would never go back there.
But because of the actions of your bass player.
That oh, posted, that's you.
I know.
Oh,
the,
my goodness.
That posted something on
Rebel
Facebook
Outcast.
About this.
Well, now you need to keep posting.
Posted something on Facebook about this. We're
what
not
if we mention the
back?
Name and what and invite them to call here and explain how this works and why they would do that to you?
Yeah.
What's so bad about that? We'll give them an open forum and they can explain how you didn't draw 50 people when there were more than 50 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And that not anywhere in writing anywhere did they say, not counting group reservations made prior to the announcement of your act being here.
Did yeah. they give you a total of how many people you brought in?
Well, the total changed throughout the evening. Yesterday, the total changed. That at one point, they said 32 people came in. Then another point, they added some more people and said 41 people came in. And I think the last text was 46 people.
Oh, so they're still just short of that 50.
Just short of the
goal.
50, yeah. So, I don't know. It was very aggravating to me. So, I vented on Facebook and put out a message to local bands, and then we had a couple of other band members.
Oh, yeah, you ought to let other bands know.
Yeah, and let other
beware.
And they said, we've heard this about this place. I know some people that have had problems and all this other stuff. So they didn't like that, and they wanted to.
So if people want to know where it is, they can go to your Facebook page.
Smooth things over, yes.
You have your own Facebook
yes,
page?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's Dan Strauss.
Well, that's clever.
I know.
Whoa.
Dan Strauss on Facebook.
Well, I think the world needs to know about things like this.
Yeah. Especially other bands out there that are trying to...
Struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
like,
it's hard enough to get in.
Not like your
sometimes.
Band where people like you have lucrative full-time jobs making a lot of money on the radio. But oh, wait. I was thinking of somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You have anything else for the Burke segment?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't.
All right, let's close it. Burke segment is officially closed. Big Cardinal game tonight. And I asked Peon before the show if you guys read Mayor Slay's letter in a response to an article in the Wall Street Journal last Tuesday that named the St. Louis Cardinals the most hate-worthy team in this year's baseball playoffs. And Peon said, no, we didn't read it. And then Peon didn't seem to think it was that, I guess, show-worthy.
No, I wouldn't say that. I just had a different point of view on the article. Oh, well, first of all, I'm just going to say, I think this hate-worthy thing is just, the survey they held, the Cardinals right. were the most hate-worthy team. I think it's a little, I mean, it's...
Well,
a little
I think
overblown.
That in itself is stupid.
Right. But I mean, it's not. I wouldn't necessarily say hate, but people get tired. You know, it's like the Yankees haven't made it to the World Series, and I don't know, but it's been a while—six, seven, 8 years, maybe.
Yeah.
But if they were to get back in next year, people would hate
them.
Yes,
exactly.
So it's just people don't like seeing the same teams over and over. And
right, but I thought his response, and I'm going to read it. It's not that long. I'm going to read it because I think a lot of people don't read the paper and they hear a little bits and pieces of it. I don't know if Francis Lay wrote this letter or somebody wrote it for him.
Right.
But I just thought it was really well done. And I thought he took an opportunity to say some things about St. Louis because they opened the door and he walked right through it. And I thought he did a good job here. The Wall Street Journal recently released its second annual Major League Baseball Hateability Index, in which it ranked the 10 playoff teams for 2014 in order of general loathsomeness. The ranks were based on 10 essential categories to haters, including drug suspensions, ridiculous beards, and, of course, the time-honored crime of winning too much.
Yeah.
On the strength of its pennant collection and rabid fan base, which both travels to opposing teams and refers to itself as a nation, my hometown St. Louis Cardinals came in first. The Cardinals prevailed in large part because of one of the primary measures of repulsiveness, recent success. The Journal reported as St. Louis bested the nearly as loathsome Los Angeles Dodgers. Take that, L.A. And then Slay goes on to say, you see, while you may think of St. Louis as a flyover country and not pay us much due, we're kind of a big deal come October on Major League Baseball diamonds. In fact, we're kind of a big deal for a number of reasons. Thus, I feel compelled to deliver a simple message to America. We're sorry. Sure, we're sorry the Cardinals have won 11 World Series championships since 2006, but there's much, much more for which we owe you a heartfelt apology. Indeed, we're sorry that New York and San Francisco are 2.3 times and 1.7 times, respectively, more expensive to live in than the St. Louis metro area. We're sorry for producing one of the world's best-selling batteries, Energizer, and two of the 10 best-selling beers in the world, Budweiser and Bud Light. We're sorry that the four largest metro areas in the nation lost nearly 25,000 financial service jobs between January of 2007 and September 2012, while St. Louis added more than 5,500 in that sector. And that guy, John Hamm, yeah, we're sorry for raising him here and sending him out into the world for your entertainment delight. We're sorry for our diverse community in that more Bosnians, over 60,000, call St. Louis home than anywhere outside of Bosnia. We're sorry for Forest Park. Our beautiful 1,300-acre urban park comprises an award-winning zoo, science center, art and history museums, golf courses, ice rink, and green space. We're sorry for not only being home to 18 Fortune 1000 companies, but for developing one of the most promising and fastest-growing ecosystems for startups and entrepreneurs, delivering innovations that are being used by businesses and consumers worldwide. You know, that pesky social media platform, Twitter, St. Louis and Jack Dorsey, or credit card processing device Square, St. Louis and Jim McKelvey. We're sorry that at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, Richard Bleckenden served tea with ice, thus inventing iced tea, although not the rapper actor iced tea. We are, in fact, actually kind of sorry that our state animal is the mule, but that's another discussion for another day. The point is that we here in the Midwest are not a boastful people. We're humble and quietly go about our business, inventing the things you use every day, entertaining you, finding employment for your citizens, and handling your losses on the baseball field regularly. We're especially sorry to Chicago. Don't hate us because we're beautiful here in St. Louis, but if you do, just know that we're sorry. Go Cards. Francis Slay, Mayor of St. Louis. I thought it was very well done.
Yeah.
I thought it was very well done. Way to go, Mayor Slay. We're going to take a break, and we come back. We're going to take some calls. Jose will be here next hour. I do have a comment on this Powell Symphony Hall thing. I'll get to that after we come back, because I think they did something that, if they really step back and look at what they did, they kind of shot themselves in the foot, and I'll tell you why I think that. We're going to do a little business, then we'll come back. American Equity Mortgage, you know that name because you have heard that name on this show for over 23 years. Now, many of you have your mortgages with American Equity Mortgage. Many of you don't. But those of you who don't can still utilize the services of American Equity Mortgage. You can go to them to refinance. You can go to them for a second mortgage. You can go to them for a loan, to borrow money for something you need. And one of the things you might need is to get those stinking credit card balances paid off. That would be a very good thing to do, unless you are capable of paying them off in the next month or two yourself. Pay them off to zero balance. That's after my wife and I, when we were young and stupid, maxed out our credit cards. We had two. We had Visa, and we're so old that we had a MasterCharge card, because that's what it was before MasterCard. It was MasterCharge.
I remember that.
And we maxed them out, and we couldn't use them anymore. We had no money. And we learned a big lesson not to do that anymore. So I know how this works. It's easy to do. They're easy to use. And at minimum payments, we were never going to dig out of that. So somebody wisely said to us, if there's any possible way you can scrape up the money or save the money, pay those off. And we did, and we've never done it again. So they'll help you do that if you're a homeowner. And like I said, it doesn't matter who your mortgage is with, you're a homeowner. You have equity. And that's a great way to borrow money at a very, very low interest rate. And then substitute that debt to the credit card people at a high rate for a debt to American Equity Mortgage that's rolled into your house payment, so it's a very low rate. And probably most of it's going to be tax deductible, too. American Equity Mortgage, they've shown a lot of people, thousands and thousands of people, the error of their ways. and turned them around and saved them cash and money in their pockets every month. They can do that for you, too. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Good afternoon, Dan. Not much going on the highways. We have a stall on southbound 170 at, or southbound 270 at Highway 70. We also have a little bit of heavy traffic on westbound 270 between Lindbergh and looks like Lindbergh and McDonald. Also, there was a shooting downtown, and there's going to be some restrictions on the highway, on the roads down there at 4th and Market in front of the Drury. This traffic report is brought to you by Howard Johnson. Booking a stay at Hojo.com on a Monday now means a $20 shopping gift card. Now that's what they call a happy Monday. Visit HojoHappyMonday.com for more information. Happy shopping. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm AM in the PM, and you're listening to the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, starring Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 to 6. And don't forget, the Small Morning Show in the Morning, hosted by McGraw-Milhaven and Kelly Jackson, that starts at 6, weekday mornings on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Terry Witowicz, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your full-line truck and SUV headquarters, for over 50 years at the same location. You know that selecting the ideal commercial vehicle can be complex and your needs are unique. You've come to the right place to get the right vehicle. Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network. Working with Broadway Ford Truck Sales means you are getting the most dedicated vehicle expertise available. We help you select the best vehicle for your particular application, plus we provide custom financing and leasing options.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you've never used Broadway Ford, give them a try. They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department. And if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. You can reach them at 314-241-9140 or at BroadwayTruck.com.
If you are age 40 to 80 and feel osteoarthritis knee pain, you may qualify for a study of the safety and effectiveness of an already approved injection. To qualify, you should have had knee pain for the previous 30 days and not had an injection of gel for knee pain in the past 6 months or a steroid injection of any joint in the past 90 days. Qualified participants will receive study-related injection and medical exams at no cost and compensation for time and travel. Sundance Clinical Research is enrolling participants in a clinical research study. Call a member of their study team today at 314-567-3377. That's Sundance Clinical Research. Call today, 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377.
Looking for a brand new Missouri winery? Look no further. You found Yellow Farmhouse Winery. It's in Defiance. Take Highway 94 to Defiance. You can't miss it. It's a big, giant yellow farmhouse, hence Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Wines outstanding. Their Norton is fabulous. 10 different wines made right there at Yellow Farmhouse Winery. Their Norton, their Chamberson, and Rosé. To find out more, yellowfarmhousewines.com. We'll see you there in Defiance at Yellow Farmhouse Winery.
Soaring nearly 400 feet on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium, 360 Rooftop Bar offers an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. At 360, you will find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. 360 has a small plates menu and is perfect for sampling or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 is a great place to stop by all year round. See for yourself why 360 Rooftop Bar is the place to be.
360. Sip, see, savor.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Whether it's a wet basement or crawl space, cracked, leaking, or settling foundation or sidewalks, you need to call B-Dry. B-Dry has patented and proven methods to solve all of these problems. B-Dry provides free initial estimates, and their work comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. So do what thousands of satisfied customers have done for over 50 years. Call B-Dry at 800-966-2379 or go to bdry.com. Let B-Dry get your basement dry, healthy, and livable.
Beauty in the Sky with Diamonds. I'm trying to... Oh, my goodness. Who was this? I don't know. I lost it. Who's the group?
John Fred and the Playboy Band.
And the Playboy Band. That's right. They had a couple of hits. Speaking of that, Paul Revere died Saturday. At 76. Paul Revere and the Raiders. His name, his real name was Paul Revere, but Revere was his middle name. His name was Paul Revere Dick.
Really?
Did you know that?
No.
Yes, Paul Revere Dick. And the funny thing is, he wasn't. Dan, you're a band guy. You'd appreciate this. You know Paul Revere died.
Yeah, I know.
Paul Revere Dick. Tim Allen, his name is Timothy Allen Dick.
Yeah.
So what's interesting is Paul Revere wasn't the guy out front singing, "Hungry for you." That was Mark Lindsay. But Paul Revere had the name, the odd name. He was a keyboard player. Then they just called themselves the Raiders and thought, hey, we'll take... And that gave them an excuse to wear those ridiculous...
Oh
my goodness. You watch footage now of Paul Revere and the Raiders, and you burst out laughing that anybody would dress that way.
It's like a Halloween show or something.
It's ridiculous. And the other interesting thing was their biggest hit, when you say Paul Revere and the Raiders, people go, oh, Kicks. Kicks just keep... That's the one I think. Harder to find, you know. Can you pull up some Paul Revere?
Yeah.
And I think of Kicks... And Hungry. But you know what their biggest hit was? Indian Reservation. This thing right here. This was their biggest... Go figure. And it was a political statement about how the Cherokees... Listen. The whole Cherokee Nation. Put us on this reservation. They took away our way of life, I think is the next line.
Took away our ways of life.
Tomahawk and the Bowie knife. I can't believe I remember these words. I haven't heard this song for 40 years. Now, that's Paul Revere dead at 76. He'd been battling cancer. He lived in Idaho, of all places. Still touring up until very recently against doctor's orders. And one of those British groups that just... now is kind of easy to make fun of. And our, I guess, tribute, if you will, or what you just heard, our little memorial to Paul Revere, how can it not be? Brought to you by Cherokee Hair Tampons.
Mom, do you ever have those heavy flow days?
Oh, absolutely, sweetheart. Everybody does.
Mom, remember the movie The Shining where the elevator doors are opening up and all?
Honey, what you need is a more absorbent tampon.
Like what?
Well, what's the most absorbent thing in the world?
Well, Cherokee hair, I guess. But what does that have to do with me?
Because now there's new all-natural Cherokee Hair Tampons. A cotton tampon can only hold so much liquid. Other tampons also come up short. But Cherokee Hair has been known for ages to be strong and powerful. Each tampon is hand-woven from over 200 strands of Cherokee hair and then bound together by these decorative native beads.
You were right, Mom. All natural Cherokee hair tampons really did the trick.
And when you're done using them, they make a great toy for Jesse. Go get it, boy.
Let the wonders and the mysteries of our people, like, change the way you think about tampons.
The guy at the end sounded like Ted Nugent.
I know.
It's Tommy Chong.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It is Tommy Chong?
Yeah. Who's on? Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah, here to me is the funniest part of that commercial. And this is where you can decide whether you belong as a listener on this show or not. When she says, well, honey, what's the most absorbent thing in the world? She says, Cherokee hair, I guess. That is so ridiculous.
I know.
That is so ridiculous. To me, that's the peak of this commercial.
I agree.
Well, what's the most absorbent thing in the world? Now, most people would have said natural sponge from out. No, Cherokee hair. That's the pivotal point where if you're playing this commercial and somebody in the room doesn't laugh at that, right, you're off the show. You cannot be a listener. You're not AM and the PM anymore.
If they look at you puzzled and they go, I don't get it.
Yeah. What, Cherokee
hair?
Who thinks that?
You're out of here. I cannot be your friend.
Get out. Give me your AM and the PM card. Turn it in right now. You're off the listener list. Also dead, Kevin Matheny. Kevin Matheny was a program director and at one time a disc jockey. He started in high school and worked his whole life in radio. Workaholic, from what I can tell. He's the character that Paul Giamatti played in Howard Stern's Private Parts. And he was referred to, I believe, in the movie as Pig Vomit.
Yes, he was.
And then directly later on was referred to as Pig Virus. He's the guy in the movie that calls Howard in, and this is, and I don't doubt for a minute, this is exactly how it happened, and tried to get Howard to tell Howard how to say WNBC, WANBC. And, of course, that just, the whole thing didn't go well, as it usually doesn't with program directors. Now, before we take these calls, he died Friday at 60, the age of 60. Now, I'm going to, for you folks who don't really realize how strenuous radio is, you have no idea the toll this business takes on us, all of us. We could die in a minute. Kevin Matheny died at 60. I'm going to read you his bio. Listen to this, which is why I never, ever wanted to be a program director. And you're not going to believe how many stations he worked for and how many parts of the country, and this is not unusual for a lot of guys in radio. He was the weekend air personality at Album Rock KWHP-FM in Edmond, Oklahoma, 1970. The next year, now listen, the next year, he's there a year, he moves to WKY in Oklahoma City, serving as the weekend and fill-in talent during his senior year in high school. Pat O'Day, general manager of KJR and KISWFM, hired Matheny as evening talent at KJR. Following O'Day's 75 departure, Matheny left KJR and became the afternoon drive talent and music director at WNOE-FM New Orleans, where he was promoted to program director. He next served as program director of KDEO in El Cajon, California, changing the AM album rock station to Top 40 KMJ, also known as Magic 91. Matheny became director of radio audience measurement research for DPS Cyber Dynamics, working closely with his initial RAM client, Fairbanks Broadcasting's adult contemporary WIBG in Philadelphia. Now, let's stop. This is a young, young guy. Look how many places he's already jumped.
36 or 7.
Yeah. He accepted the position of program director at WIBG, later known as WZZD. Now it's WNTP. He went on to be named program director of Hearst Corporation's Top 40 WXKX Pittsburgh, then to WEFM-FM in Chicago, followed by KSLQ-FM in St. Louis, which became Y98. Matheny was named program director of the National Broadcasting Company's WANBC in 1980. Now, in 10 years, we're only 10 years in, look how many places this guy has been. Around 1984, he accepted a position at Warner Amex Satellite Entertainment Company as director of MTV programming. Matheny led a management team secretly developing VH1 as a response to a challenge by MTV by Ted Turner's cable music channel. He was subsequently promoted to vice president of MTV and VH1, music programming and production, and then to vice president of VH1. After MTV Networks was acquired by Viacom in 1986, Matheny became program director at KTKS-FM in Dallas. Then he moved to Savannah, Georgia, as vice president, general manager of WSOK-AM and WAEV-FM. He accepted the operations director position of Bedford Broadcasting's San Francisco's oldies and adult standard station, KFRC-FM and AM, followed by oldies KQQL-FM in Minneapolis. This is unbelievable. Damn, then he moved to Jacksonville, Florida, where he combined programming and marketing operations of WQIK-FM and News Talk WJGR. With newly acquired urban properties, WSOL-FM and WJBT-FM and WZAZ. This followed the deregulation of the broadcast industry by the FCC, allowing for unlimited national ownership and larger local station portfolios. So Matheny was transferred to head programming for J-Corps Communications in Cleveland, consolidating operations for their combined six stations, WAKS, WGAR-FM, WMJA, WMMS, WMVX, and WTAM. Following J-Corps' merger with Clear Channel, Matheny was promoted to regional vice president of programming, in which role he advised local market managers and program directors of 59 Ohio radio stations. Simultaneously with the 2008 acquisition of Clear Channel by Bain Capital and Thomas H. Lee Partners, Matheny left Clear Channel to become program director of the Tribune Company's sole radio property, News Talk WGN, where he stayed until November 2010. In January 2013, he was named program director at WJR Detroit. And in June of 2014, he was named operations manager at San Francisco stations KGO and KSFO, owned by Cumulus Media, a position he held until his death last Friday of an apparent heart attack. He was only 60 years old. He has two daughters. That would kill anybody.
And
that would kill you.
And there's two ways you could spin that career, where somebody else was always seeking you out, you know, looking for you to bringing you aboard their company. Or you could say that it just...
I don't know him, so I don't know which it was. But in radio, in the good old days, to be wanted by that many people was the most flattering. That was absolutely... That's what you... sort of lived for the phone to ring and somebody go, I'm Hank Peterson, I'm the gentleman, we'd like to talk to you. It only happened to me a few times, but boy, does it make you feel good when another station calls and says, they usually start off with, we need to meet. Translation, we want to hire you. And I'm telling you, you hang up the phone and you were lit up. And it happened to me, I guess, four or five times in my whole life. And even if it didn't work out, you thought, okay, I'm doing something right. We're going to go to the phones. We got a couple minutes here. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Eric, you've been holding a long time, and I appreciate it. What can we do for you?
Well, first and foremost, I'm about 80 miles outside of Nashville, Tennessee, and you're still coming in on my radio.
There you go. There you go. Says it all. Well, thank
you. Not Nashville, Missouri, but Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Probably in Nashville, Missouri. But anyway... calling about the musician thing, because that is so true of so many venues in St. Louis.
Dan's
you get the shaft. It's an age-old thing. You have $2,000 worth of gear that you pack into a $500 car so you can drive 200 miles and make $10.
Yeah. You got to love what you're doing. You must really love it. I'm not a musician, but they have to really love it to take that abuse.
And that's said, I am, and you lose money every time you go on the road, and it's a fun thing, but...
Eric, I went out with some people Friday night, which I never do. I don't go out much, but we went out, and before the thing we were going to, and I'll get to it later, we had time to kill, so we went in a little place I never heard of, And we had a couple of drinks. I had one, and most everybody just had one. But there's a guy in there playing a guitar, and he's got some sort of accompaniment, pre-recorded music, and nobody's paying any attention to him. And I felt so bad for this guy, because everybody's talking, the ball game's on, and this guy, he's up there, see? And I went up to his tip jar, and he had four $1 bills in it. So I put a $10 bill in there. I didn't even like the guy. I didn't think he was that good. I just felt sorry for him.
You see it all the time. Lastly, I was going to say, when you were talking about pig vomit, if anybody has not seen it, the Howard Stern movie is great.
It is great, but Eric, you must get the business. I don't know that anybody not in radio, maybe I'm wrong, no, they couldn't possibly really appreciate it as much as we do. But it's still very entertaining.
It's a lot of hard work with not much reward. Especially for people, you know, much lower than you.
Well, I'm joining them gradually.
During the filming of Private Parts, he was still on terrestrial radio at that point, and right. I lived on the East Coast, and so you could pick him up between New York and Philadelphia, depending upon where I was for the day working. And so it was just interesting to hear the stories. So when the film finally came out, it was great to actually see it and know almost the whole film before it came out, because you heard the stories every day in the morning on the radio.
And that's the first time I ever saw or heard of Paul Giamatti. I'd never heard of him.
That was
what a great job he did as Pig Vomit.
Lastly, one other thing that you were talking about with the Indian Reservation song.
Yeah.
One thing I never knew, and I don't know if anybody knows this, but I went to Alcatraz. And that song, I think, was written at the time that the Native Americans had taken over Alcatraz Island.
Wow.
And I had no idea until I did the tour of Alcatraz that Native Americans had pretty much holed up there for about a year and formed a whole camp. There was thousands out there.
I didn't know.
And they were sleeping in the cells, and they took it out because it had been vacant. And it was in protest to the little bit of land that the government was giving the Indians.
Yeah, I didn't know that story.
Yeah, it's a great story. Check it out.
All right, Eric, thank you. Hey, thanks for keeping us with you outside of Nashville. We appreciate it.
Talk to you later. Bye. Bye. Yeah.
Well, then, when we had the Cardinals, remember they said our signal didn't get
there? Yeah.
Yeah. Weak signal.
It doesn't make sense.
And that's why we had to have a Cardinal network, yet the other station still has the same network.
Cardinal network.
That's weird.
Yeah. Have I got time for one more?
Huh.
No, I don't, do I? Yeah, I'm going to make time if we go quick. Clint, I got a minute. It's yours. What's up?
All right. Well, I've really enjoyed your jokes every day, and every time I hear you say one, reminds me of one. I'm not in your class, but your story this morning with the commercial, I have reminded me of. Do you know what the strongest thing in the world is?
I think I do. Yes. Go ahead.
It's a bra.
Okay. Go ahead.
It holds up two milk factories and a man's playground.
I know the joke, but I wanted you to tell it because I can't tell it because it's inappropriate here because it's sexist. And we don't go for that.
We call them milk bags here.
Oh, you don't go for it either. You're just passing along something to be leery of and watch for in the list of things we don't go for.
A warning.
A warning. Yeah, sort of a warning. Well, boy, do we appreciate that, Clint, because we're always on the lookout of that sexist for that sexist material. Thank you.
Will do. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Yeah, we use classy terms here. Like
Clint gets us.
Sweater meat and milk bags.
Fun bags.
Not milk factories.
That's where I draw the
disrespectful.
Line.
Disrespectful.
Fun bags, sweater meat, that's okay. But milk factory? No.
Yeah.
That gets into motherhood, and that's where it changes.
Sexist.
Yeah. Schaefer. That's how you spell Schaefer. I've done that for the entire 15 years or so they've been a part of the show because I don't want anybody to go Googling or looking for Schaefer's website or number and misspell it and get frustrated and end up going somewhere else. Schaefer. Dan, you got your vehicle back?
I did.
Like new?
It's better than new.
That's what I hear from people. It's better than when I took. I think people have wrecks on purpose just to get the vehicle in Schaefer, knowing it's going to come back looking better than when they took it in. I'm not kidding. Now they don't hurt anybody. They'll slam into a pole and act like it was an accident. Oh, no, I hit a pole. I guess it has to go to Schaefer. That probably actually might even happen. Maybe not. Maybe an exaggeration. But here's the deal. Terrific body work. And almost unnecessarily ancillary services that they don't really even have to go as far as they go. And they'd still be, I think, the number one, to me, body shop in this part of the country, but they do it anyway, helping you with insurance, helping you with a rental car down the line. Now with 7 locations, and I predict there'll be more. They're very good at what they do. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, we do have some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 270 now, and that is running between Lindbergh and 170. Looks like Market Street, east and westbound at 4th Street, is shut down, and that's due to that shooting. They're having an investigation going on. We also have some heavier traffic on southbound 270, Manchester down through Doherty Ferry, and westbound 44 near Jamison. We do have a stalled vehicle in this report, brought to you by Howard Johnson. Booking a stay at Hojo.com on a Monday now means a $20 shopping gift card. Now, that's what they call a happy Monday. Visit HojoHappyMonday.com for more information and happy shopping. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
All right, thank you very much. I was with Tom Price and his wife Friday night, and I only went so that I could just be around his wife. I have to let him go, too, because it's her husband. I'll tell you about our evening, and there were 4 other couples involved that I didn't really know. We'll get to that later. But what I want to tell you now is I got to know them because Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home became part of the show about 16 years ago. No, more than 17, because we've been here 17, and they were advertising with us before we even came to KTRS, so longer than that. And I'm still very proud to speak for them. I'm proud to speak for anybody who is honest and who does the work they say they'll do, who gives people their money's worth. Integrity and ethics and value, that's what I need. That's what I require before we'll let you be a part of this show. And that's what Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home delivers. And I know this firsthand because they did our kitchen, and they did every bathroom in our house a year or two apart. And yes, I paid and wrote checks for every one of them. So if you're thinking, well, of course you did, they gave it to you. No, I don't give commercials away, and they don't give what they do away. They're really good at what they do, and they're perfectionists. So you need to know that going in, and you will get every dollar's worth. And for many, many years, you're going to step back and go, this was a great decision. Thompson Price Kitchen.